have you ever listened to the entire thing?
Well, it was in a movie, so
yeah.
That was it. Then yes, I've seen that.
I don't know if they did
the entire computer here at one time.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, but not recently, no.
Yeah. It's the timing is impeccable. That's what obviously Vaudeville was all about. But it was based on a bit. Who's your doctor?
Hoosier.
Who is your doctor? Who's your doctor?
Uh-huh.
Which I think the answer is my doctor is which. Which doctor? You know, and then you go from there. So it's a similar basis, and there are some other variations of the bit, too. It's cool stuff.
See, you went for the hard answer. I was thinking, oh, okay, people know this. People are going to go, okay, yeah, who is the outfielder or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to have that answer. And then you went.
Took it a step further, yeah.
It's like, whoa. If somebody knows that right off the bat, I am amazed. That is a tough one, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm due for an easy one the next one. So my plan is to have.
So far for the last 6 months, I think. Up to around $40 every time. So. It's hard.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
What color is the sky? Come on with the next one. Give this money away, darn it.
It's blue. No, it's not. Not today.
It's clear, I think.
It's milky white.
The clouds cause the earth and the sun. Literally. It's green, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know.
Today, it's thick.
Yes. A whiteout.
I was driving into work every day. It's like, okay, it's a little foggy the last 3 days. The first day it was, we have a dense fog advisory. And you look outside and go, what fog? The second day it was, but today I was literally driving here at like 5-10 miles an hour going, please don't let a deer run in front of me or anything else because I can't see 15 feet in front of my car.
Even if you have, even if you see the brake lights, if you're going too fast, the visibility, at least earlier this morning, was so bad that if you were going at a decent amount of speed, there's no way you're stopping.
Yeah. And I, again, don't know what it is now. I can tell you that this still says it's about a tenth of a mile, but it was downright nasty.
Well, I looked out the back door, and it has lifted a little bit, but not a lot.
This daylight helps? I'm not sure.
No, it's the old...
brights.
Here's the thing you always hear people say, and I don't know whether it's true or not. The sun's going to burn it off.
Well, you know, the humidity is stuck under the clouds, and the sun... I don't know. It could burn off later.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we hope it will,
then again,
eventually.
We remind people there's no burning of anything out there still.
Wouldn't it be horrible to live in an area in which you have fog more often than not?
It'd be creepy.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Yeah.
You know, quarter till six this morning, you're driving, and it's dark, and it's super thick foggy. It's creepy.
Took the dog out this morning. You know it's foggy when... You know, you look just a little bit, and you can't see the tree that you know is there.
Something's going to come running at me. That's what my
well, my fear
There's
was.
Things out there I can't see.
Dog takes off running, and I meet a tree. You know, that's my fear.
No, you just let him go.
Ugh.
You ready for today's G word?
Tried that yesterday. Didn't work, by the way.
Let the dog go.
Mm-hmm. Thinking, I will call him back, or call her back.
You have to walk around the perimeter over and over again so they know the edge.
You probably, for this dog, you probably have to do it the rest of its life.
Shock collar. No.
Yeah, well, thought about the invisible fence. We may go that route. But then Deb will put the collar on me, and then it gets all complicated.
Stay in the yard, Gary.
Yeah.
That's so you know where to mow. Get to the edge, you need to stop. Three-letter word beginning with G, meaning to cause an emotional response.
To cause?
That's what I have for my meaning for this
An
one.
Emotional
I
response.
Blank it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
How many letters?
Three. Beginning with G.
What?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Cause an emotional response.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Let's see if anybody else has
okay.
that same look on their face when they call me. 243-4351. Just think three-letter G words, and you just throw things out there, and you might, I'm not going to say it. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. Took caller one Monday, caller two Tuesday, caller three today. We're switching things up. You're caller one, try again, 243-4351. Caller number three, playing for that lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe. You are caller two. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Three-letter word beginning with G, meaning to cause an emotional response. We will give you a gift certificate. You take it out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. That's a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe. Good morning, caller three. Name that word. Tell me what the word is.
Would it be got?
Oh, nope, it's not. Thanks for trying. So darn close. Ooh, that was loud, wasn't it? Let's try this again. Good morning, you're on the air.
Would the word be goad?
No, it's not. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Three-letter word, beginning with G, meaning to cause an emotional response in. Good morning, you're on the air.
Is the word gag?
No, it is not. Thanks okay. for trying. I know where people are going on this, and...
Or you're overthinking it, folks. You're really overthinking it.
Really? Isn't that hard to blank?
Yeah, okay, okay.
243-4351, good morning. Tell me today's G word. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Tell me what today's G word is.
This is get.
It is get. And who is this?
This is Rick Spencer.
Rick Spencer. Where are you calling from, Rick?
Here in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville. Well, you get that gift certificate because it is get, G-E-T. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks, and we will give you that gift certificate, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Rick Spencer calling in from Jacksonville.
Get.
To cause a response.
I get it.
I get it.
Or as we say in the Midwest, I get it. I get it.
Let's get the gift certificate to Mr. Spencer for giving you the right answer. Get.
Need a new porch? How about a new deck? Maybe a kitchen redo or a new bathroom always boosts the value of a home. Make one call and Leo Anslin and his crew can do it all. Anslin Home Improvements at 473-8248. Leo can come up with the idea and has the experience to make it work. And it doesn't stop inside. Maybe you need a new roof, new guttering. The best bet for your remodeling needs is Anslin Home Improvements in Winchester at 473-8248.
WOBS-WEAI is your local choice during severe weather. WOBS-WEAI guides you through the storm with the latest updates from the National Weather Service. You can also track all of the watches and warnings and keep track of the local conditions online at WLDSWEAI.com. WLDSWEAI is Jacksonville's local choice for news and weather.
So you want to do this today?
Didn't make any difference.
Whatever.
It's this Sunday, is it?
Yeah, it is.
You're okay. Are you gonna watch?
Yeah, that's funny you mention it because I was thinking about that coming in this morning. I think I have access somewhere, somehow, some way. But
oh, that's right.
Yeah. Ooh, you got your glasses on.
Well, this paper is
cute glasses.
Bitty.
Okay, let's do the Oscars this morning.
Well, see, now I pre-marked what the Entertainment Weekly magazine believes will be the top five winners. Now, I have no problem watching the Oscars until you get to the top five winners, and then it's like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And I'm tired.
I agree.
I don't care. I'll just watch it tomorrow or read it on our news here. And so it becomes the, wow, it runs way too long. I understand in California it starts at like 5. So it really is on early there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
By the time it's on here and then it's over and it's... I'm ready for bed. So the ballot for the Academy Awards, which will be held February 26th, a handy guide to help make your picks. Straight out of my magazine.
Now, are you going to offer who you think? I don't think you've seen all of them, have you?
No, but we always just throw it out there.
Yeah.
Neither one of us has ever actually seen it.
Well, I think there's conventional wisdom where you think, this is where the Academy usually goes with it, and that's what a lot of times I base it on.
Well, I didn't realize until I looked at the book how many musicals have won Best Picture Oscar over the years.
And the number is?
10.
Really? Yeah. That's more than I thought.
Yeah. In 89 years, 10 musicals have won the Best Picture Oscar. And Leslie Caron, something like that, was in two of them, as a matter of fact. So she's the only person who's been in two musicals that won Best Oscar, but...
Yeah, that's a good question. It is Caron, isn't it?
C-A-R-O-N.
I don't know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's not Caron.
Okay. All right. So Best Pictures, they say, the so-called experts say, La La Land. L-A-L-A Land.
Yahoo!
I think it could be Manchester by the Sea.
And that was the first movie everybody in the beginning was like, oh, it's going to be up for an Oscar. It's going to be up for an Oscar. And anymore, it doesn't seem like there's any major surprises happening at the Oscars.
Nope.
When's the last time you watched it and they went, oh, man, can you believe that one?
Right, yeah.
No. So, unfortunately, with that being said, La La Land will probably take home the Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen the film.
Nor
have I. I have my envisions of the romantic musicals from the past. I did like Chicago more recently, but other ones not so much. So I have looked to what other people I respect think, and some of them great on that one.
Huh.
I want it to be hell or high water. I just want to hear him say that over.
Come hell or high water.
Come on down.
Manchester by the Sea, I think what the mark against it is a depressing movie. Although La La Land is not overly optimistic either.
Serious film with song and dance.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you're taking Manchester by the sea with the letter G.
Yes.
For Gary.
And the only two I've seen are Hacksaw Ridge and Arrival, both very good movies. Arrival, I think, is too confusing for some of the voters.
No, this is critiques.
And Hacksaw Ridge, again, conventional wisdom. And Hacksaw Ridge, you don't see many war movies, I don't think, particularly lately, do well.
Right.
But it's a good movie.
And every one of these films got an A rating. Some of them did not play in Jacksonville because of their, I think, the film content. They're not an everybody film.
Mm-hmm.
Lion, I don't believe, ever played here. Moonlight, if it did, it only played for a week or so. And Hell or High Water, maybe a week or so.
Fences is here now, I think.
And hoping to pull in some money from afterwards.
But yeah.
They came out, all these movies came out in the last 6 months. You just didn't have a chance.
So. You know, and I think the more challenging categories are, you know, I'm looking down at actress, for instance. You know, Meryl Streep is the darling of a lot, but
not
she's also,
winner.
No. I don't see her winning anything. You know who I think might be the dark horse here is Natalie Portman.
Who has won an Oscar before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who you're going with? Natalie Portman and Jackie as the Jackie Onassis film?
And again, the convention or the Entertainment Weekly says Emma Stone, right?
Mm-hmm. For La La Land or L.A. L.A.
L.A.
I want it to be Meryl Streep, so that's where I'm going.
Okay.
But it probably won't be. And yes, I went with La La Land on picture just because.
Right.
I don't believe it was Arrival and I didn't watch any of the others, so.
Yeah.
Supporting actress? They picked Viola Davis in Fences. And that would be the upset up there if Fences
I think so too.
Won Best Picture. But
that'd be cool if it happened.
Yeah. Naomi Harris, Moonlight, Nicole Kidman, Lion. Again, a film I don't know anything about. Octavia Spencer in Hidden Figures and Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea.
I don't know Michelle Williams.
Blonde. That's all I can
tell. I would know her if I saw her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think she did a movie about Marilyn Monroe. A Weekend with Marilyn.
Yeah. I remember that.
Some Michelle Williams.
In actor, Casey Affleck, Manchester, but that'd be my pick. Manchester by the Sea.
And that is what they choose.
Yeah.
And Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, which I heard was good. Ryan Gosling is not in for La La Land, unfortunately. Apparently, he's not as good as Emma.
Yeah.
Didn't pick him for that role. Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic?
Yeah, that one...
No clue.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel Washington for Fences, who's won Oscar before. So you're going with Casey Affleck.
And I hear there's a late push for Denzel. I keep hearing that from people, that Denzel Washington is really getting some high praise.
Again, all the ballots have been in since early January, and the people who get a vote are people who won an Oscar before? Or is it...
Or members of the Academy.
Yeah, I was thinking anybody who's ever won an Oscar is still alive. How many of those people you think sit at home and watch 50 movies?
I don't know.
Or do they just go, hey, I'm friends with this guy?
Or anybody who's been nominated, maybe.
How do they prove you watch the movie?
I don't know.
They send it to your television and they can tell if it's been viewed all the way through, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm sorry, that vote doesn't count. What was Hell or High Water, or what is Hell or High Water? Is it a war movie, or is it...
I don't believe so. I was thinking it had something to do with a catastrophe of some sort, but not on the water.
Yeah, well,
that makes no sense. But
and Jeff Bridges, who I dearly love, although at times he overplays his persona.
Toby, a straight living divorced father trying to make a better life for his son Tanner, a short tempered ex con with a loose trigger finger, come together to rob branch after branch of the bank that is foreclosing on their family land.
Huh.
So it's a movie about.
And this is what?
Robbers.
What's the setting? I mean, is it in the 30s or 40s or more recently? Do you know? Yeah, I just don't know. So obviously, in this category, we have no idea. The one they pick is Mahershala Ali from Moonlight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Again, another movie we don't know anything about.
So. No.
I'm going to go with Dev Patel and Lion.
Really?
But you know, it's up for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's up for Best Supporting Actress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up for Supporting Actor. So,
you think it'll cash in one of those?
I think it's going to cash in one of those. I'm giving it to Dev Patel. And you, Jeff Bridges?
You know, yeah, why not?
Okay.
I just watched him in Wild Bill Hickok.
I liked him in True
Grit. I did too. I think he does a good job. Director, is there any way in God's green earth will Mel Gibson win this? I mean, do you see any scenario?
That they would go, yeah, let's go ahead and forget everything and just keep moving on.
Uh-huh.
It's a good film for Hacksaw Ridge, but mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to let it happen.
No, I don't think so either.
It's, again, La La Land, Damien Chazelle.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where it's going to go too.
If La La Land wins Best Picture, Damien Chazelle will win Best Director.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm going to give it to Arrival, Denis
Villeneuve.
Yeah, what the heck? These are going to be some names people are going to say up there. Documentary, no. Cartoon. Did we see the cartoon? I think we both have seen at least the animated features, haven't we?
You know, if you think about it, wait a minute, hold on a second. Back to director. If you think about it, Arrival, we're running late, aren't we? Arrival would be hard to direct, I would think.
Because of the aliens?
Yeah. I mean, it's so out there.
It's, you had to know where to go and come back and go and come back. And
okay.
You need to see that. Just watch it a third time. You'll like it better.
Animated feature, I think it's going to be Kubo and the Two Strings.
Moana, the Red Turtle, Zootopia. I'm giving it to Zootopia.
Oh, okay.
So you're there, and I'm going to be there.
So have you marked all these?
I did.
Okay.
G and K and the orange for them. So.
All right, very good. There's no other categories we care about. What about makeup and hair? No, never mind.
I don't worry about that myself, so why would I care
right,
about
the
Oscar?
Okay.
Have a great Wednesday.
You too.
Thank
bye.
Thank you. Coming up, we'll have a look at our weather forecast. We will have Jacksonville.